Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. Happy New Year. It is already January 2nd, and that means we are on the second day of the full body mobility plan, all moving together. And I just want to say that it's so incredible, and it blows me away when I see a community all doing something together and working toward improving their health. Mobility is not just flexibility. Remember, it's not just passive stretching. It's really the ability to access new range of motion within your body actively, passively, through breath, understanding control of our body, and then being able to take this and translate it into real life movement, getting your squats deeper, improving your ankle range of motion, reducing pain at your knee, at your low back, at your foot, wherever it is along the body. We neglect our mobility the most, especially when we start to take on new goals and go into new workout plans. So if you haven't yet, there is still time to get a discount into the monthly membership of Gen Health in order to start this full body mobility plan and really move with all of us. So our link is down below. It is gen.health/mobility. Use code mobility in order to get this 20% off. So you just start for $20. $20 will get you a daily mobility plan every single day. You can always cancel at any time. You start with a free week, but this is your opportunity to come in, take control of your body, and have a plan already set out for you on a day-to-day basis. So if you know you've been neglecting your mobility and you want to start this new year improving your health outcomes and improving how you feel and move within your body, please come join us. Link is below, gen.health/mobility. Use code mobility at checkout and get that discount to come join us and move with us.
All right. It's a new year, or our new year episode, sort of. So welcoming in 2023.
Woo.
And we want to talk about goals.
Yeah. Because, well, especially in our life, like, goals are going to change.
Oh my gosh.
In a huge way. This book is going to look very different once we have our new little baby.
Yeah. Baby on the way, which right now we're recording this, but baby very well could be here by the time this episode airs. Which is insane to think about, but yeah, setting goals is going to be super important for us.
Yes.
As new parents, and staying on track and holding ourselves accountable. And everyone's setting goals right now, being that it's New Year's, and they don't always go super well. And what to do in that case, or how do you set up goals in a way that are going to set you up for success?
Yeah. So we want to give you an example of like what we do specifically. For goals, like, not only do we have this cool little book that we make for each other each year, I feel like I've made one, you've made one, and we write down couple goals, but also we present them in a different way so that we see them every time. So we're going to talk through that, but first, let's go over like a way that most people define goals is through what's called SMART goals.
Yeah, it's a really like popularized one. And we even learned this when we're going through like PT school, mm-hmm. how to create SMART goals for your client. Because you want to create goals that you can measure, you can actually have some sort of value and quantitative value to tell you like, yes, I achieved the goal.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like one I'm always going to come back around to is just like, I want to lose weight. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not necessarily a goal,
mm-hmm.
right? Because how do you know when you've gotten there? How do you know when that's achieved or if it's sustainable? All these things we're going to talk about inside this framework of SMART. And SMART is an acronym that where each letter stands for something different. And we're going to add in our own little SMART variation as kind of like an addition to each letter. Like, what other word can you add into that to even bolster up your chances for success in those goals?
Exactly. And so this, I mean, whole SMART acronym was created in 1981 by mm-hmm. someone named George T. Doran.
Thank you, Mr. Doran.
Which is great, but I think it's still something that you can follow, that you can look at, which is the S stands for specific. Make sure it is a specific goal. The M stands for make sure it is measurable.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that it is achievable. That, you know,
yes.
Make sure that it is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's time based. So these are all really good. It's a good framework to follow. We're going to expand upon that and give you our own acronym as to something that we think that we try to aim for within this SMART way of thinking every time we're writing down goals for ourselves each month.
Yeah. And I mean, what do each of those mean? So like when you're going through the SMART acronym, making something specific, like you want to be talking about one specific thing, because mm-hmm. if you just make like a broad goal, like I want to move more, I want to exercise more, like that's a specific area of exercise, so right. great, like that's one layer of specificity. But even what within exercise or what within moving more are yeah. you wanting to, you know, do more of? It is it I want to go on more walks, I want to run more, like how do you add that extra layer of specificity in? Mm-hmm. And then if we go to the next one, which is M, being measurable, like how do you add some layer of quantity to it? Like, so if you're going to say, I want to walk more.
What does that mean?
What does that what mean? Okay, I want to walk for 15 minutes yeah. four times a week.
Yes.
Right? And that's your measurable components, the 15 minutes and the four times a week.
Yeah.
So again, we're getting more and more specific, but now we're also able to measure that. Something that's achievable
yeah.
if we're sticking with the walking.
Can you do 15 minutes
right?
four times a week?
Yeah. Do you have the schedule that allows you to do that? Which yeah. is why you don't always want to start with, I want to walk for an hour a day. Like, how much are you walking now?
Yeah.
Are you getting out once a week for, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes?
What does your schedule look like?
What's
is that
schedule?
Something that you'd really be able to achieve?
Yeah. And then that kind of plays right into realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, is it realistic
irrelevant.
That I'm irrelevant? Mm-hmm. Is it relevant to my day-to-day? So relevant, I want to walk more, and that's kind of lying under this other umbrella of I want to move or I want to exercise more. Great, that seems relevant to that goal.
Yeah.
Or if you have a dog or if you have a child that you want to go on walks with, that can be much more relevant to life, because mm-hmm. again, it's adding that extra purpose in. And then the T is time.
So
and
how long are you going to do this for?
Yeah, how long are you going to do it for, or how long do you want to take to achieve that goal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, walking X amount of, you know, times a week, then you can say for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You can add in that extra layer of time, like, okay, I want to do this for 6 weeks and then reassess.
Yeah.
And that's when you can either bolster up that goal if it seemed like you were achieving that on a regular basis, or dial it back if you feel like you need some adjustment.
And that's where it's like, it becomes really important to understand, like, I love that, you know, we think of the new year, we're going to refresh, we're going to reset a lot of stuff, and we put on some pretty big goals sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I appreciate of what you and I do is that we look at it every single month. Every
yeah.
month, at least we try to come to a point of, what are our goals? What are we really focusing on? What is our intention this month?
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than looking at it as like a whole year of this big, huge goal that I need to fulfill, you know, that could feel a really daunting. And
yeah.
really like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to refresh and reset my entire life, you know, starting January from here on out is what we
yeah.
sometimes think. Or like, or I'm going to do a dry January. Well, what is that intention? Like, what is the purpose of doing something like that long term? And what does that
yeah.
look like in your life? And so I think really starting to break down goals, and this is why we're going to go over our little couple goal book that we created. And again, we made, we don't sell these. But we also want to go into how we kind of set the SMART goals acronym
yeah,
ourselves.
Our little add-on.
Yeah. So for the S, we look at sustainability.
Yes. So not only should it be specific, but sustainable.
Yes.
Again, I want to walk an hour a day. Are you going to sustain that? Is that something that you're going to do for life?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it something that you're doing for training 2 to 3 months from now? And then after that, you know, you're going to dial back to just walking half an hour, you know, three times a week.
But I think like, you know, making something so sustainable, we have to think about our mental health when it comes into goal
yeah.
making. I think we neglect that sometimes because we look at, I have to be this goal-oriented person. I have to be doing something. I have to have purpose. I have to have... And we think of the go, go, go a lot of times, which creates a lot of burnout. So sustainability
yeah.
is having those goals in mind that aren't pushing you to the edge of mental breakdown.
There's a lot of research on setting goals. I'm thinking specifically in the dietary realm. Like if
mm-hmm.
you set dietary goals and they're very strict and stringent, that those start to become so important that it actually starts impacting relationships, it starts impacting work, other duties. So if you're setting a goal that becomes so important to you and you become so engrossed in it that you find it's affecting other areas of life, again, not sustainable.
Yeah.
Or if you're setting a goal that, hey, I'm going to do this, and 2 weeks in, you're like feeling the burnout already, likely not sustainable.
Right.
So we really want to make sure that that sustainability is front and center, especially when you're setting this new year goal, because you don't want to set yourself up to 2 to 3 weeks in feel like, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. I can't keep up with this. And that's right. What many people do. We see the highest number of gym memberships and memberships
in January,
and they plummet through February and March.
It's not sustainable for your mental health. You can't take on these huge goals and expect suddenly this life shift that happens for very few people. And you're not a failure if you don't, you know, achieve all these things. But if you put goals that are just way too much, we're not thinking of the sustainability of our overall health, which includes our mental and, you know, our mental state.
Yeah. And so moving on to M.
Yeah.
And I think this is probably one of the more important ones.
Yeah. Why we have this.
Yes. Why we have our couple goals book is this goal meaningful?
Yes.
And that is synonymous to me to purpose.
Yeah.
And so when you're creating any sort of goal, ask yourself that, but why question? And I want to go to kind of like a weight loss example for this. Many people will set a goal that they want to lose weight, and that's totally okay. And then you should ask yourself, but why?
Exactly.
You know, why do I feel like I want to lose weight? Is it because I want to feel healthier and more powerful in my body?
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel, you know, empowered when I walk into a room. I want to set a good example for my children. Like, what is that underlying purpose?
Yeah, I want to start changing lab levels or something like that. But
yeah,
is it for the purpose of like, well, I feel like I'll get the guy if I do this, or I feel like I'll be whatever on social media. It's like, is it external to our internal purpose and who we really are?
Yeah, external motivators may seem good and may be able to motivate us in a short term, but long term, they are seen to not be nearly as powerful as some sort of internal motivator, some deep value level purpose that is driving us for that goal. So,
and that's why we always look at our goals and what we're doing and what we put. And we even do, and we'll show this, but we even do a word of the month. And because all our goals kind of encompass and start to wrap around this, like, what is our intention this month? Like, what are we really wanting to bring forward? What is our why? What is our purpose? And we go through both couple goals plus personal goals plus professional goals. So it's not all business driven. It's not all, you know, external for this whatever result we're trying to create, but it's more of like what's meaningful in our lives together as a family and what we're trying to bring forth.
And sometimes that word of the month might even be intention because we want to be able to do what we're doing with some sort of intention and thought. The A that we are adding in to the SMART acronym is accountable or accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another huge one. You write down these goals, you put them in a journal somewhere, you say, great, put it on your bedside table. And then 3 or 4 weeks later, and we are definitely guilty of this, you realize, oh shoot, what were my goals for this month? And have I been keeping up on them? And if you're asking yourself that question, likely you haven't been putting in that thought every day or every week to be keeping up on those or to keep intentional about those.
And accountability is something we talk about all the time. Yeah. And why I love especially doing challenges, because it draws that act of accountability. We're all starting this at this point together. I'm moving with a big group. I'm held accountable. Maybe I'm going to post so that I'm going to try to win a prize. You know, when you have that extra layer of accountability, it just helps so much. And like something that I used to do before Dom and I were really doing this kind of goal work together, I would have a friend, and this was more like business related goals and stuff, but I had a friend who I called every single week, and we'd say, okay, what are your goals this week? What did you do last week? And so we had someone that we were verbally kind of committing to as to what we were doing. And now when Dom and I do it, we write it on a whiteboard so that we pass it every day. And I kind of ask him, you know, as I'm going to check off my boxes, oh, have you done this today?
You'll notice all my boxes are blank. I feel like, Dom, have you
No, but we'll hold each other accountable in that way, you know,
yeah.
Where it's like, oh, have you done like this thing that you said you were going to do? And so it draws this act of accountability. It doesn't have to be your partner, right? But I think having some kind of accountability in your goal. So if it was going back to the walking goal, like contacting a friend from the neighborhood, hey, can we go walking every morning together?
Yeah.
And just trying to find that act of accountability, I think it helps with goals.
And
so
having
much.
Like layers of accountability, kind of like you said, our whiteboard example, like one, it's on the fridge. So anytime we're going to get something out of the fridge, the whiteboard's there as a reminder, and we're doing it together. So second yeah. layer of accountability. And then sometimes I will just put reminders in my phone
yeah.
as like my additional layer of accountability. Like if breath work is one of my goals for the month, like a few times a week, I'll have a reminder at 8 a.m. that'll pop up that'll say breath work or mm-hmm. morning breath work. And again, just that next layer of a reminder for me to make sure that I'm doing those things.
Mm-hmm. So important. And then R we put was realistic, which goes, I think, hand in hand a little bit with achievable. But
yeah.
this is so incredibly important when it comes to making goals. Is it realistic within your life? Is it something sustainable? Is it something that you really, you know, is it something you want? Or is it something that you can take smaller steps to start to achieve?
Yeah.
And I think that like breaking that end goal down, what is that big goal? What does that end goal look like? And now how can I make that a little bit smaller to make it more realistic in my current life, in my current state, in my current mental health
yeah.
and capacity that I have right now? So how can I make this just a little bit smaller so that I can eventually get there?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people talk about when we talk about goal setting, like we usually start in our head with that 100% goal.
Mm-hmm.
I want to run a marathon,
mm-hmm.
right? But you're not consistently a runner. You've never run more in your life than 5 miles straight, and that just about killed you. I'm listing off, this is myself right now. And if I suddenly just said, I want to run a marathon, like, is that a realistic initial goal to put down on paper? Or what is that 1% goal that I can start with, the minimal achievable goal that I can't fail at?
Yeah.
And if I set a goal on paper saying I'm going to run around the block once a week, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm somebody who doesn't run and doesn't do anything like that, I'm just going to run around the block once a week. And if that's your goal, I guarantee you will overshoot that.
Right.
And say like, oh, I ran around the block, but I'm going to take this random street and run a little bit extra. Or like for reading, some people say, I'm going to read a book a week. But I've seen, yeah. you know, heard different podcasts or whoever talking about like, just say like, I'm going to open my book and read one word.
Yeah.
I think that might be from like Atomic Habits or some book that I was reading once.
Yeah.
I'm going to open this book and read one word. Because how many people are going to open a book and just read one word?
Yeah, you're right? probably going to go in a little bit
You're
further.
Probably going to read a paragraph, a page, something
yeah,
like
something.
That. You're not just going to read that first word and then shut the book, you might read a little bit more.
Yeah.
And so setting your goals, especially if that's something that's new to you, as like that minimal achievable goal is a great place to start.
Yeah. So good. And then the last one, T, what we really focus on is task oriented. And this is kind of everything we've been talking about, right? Breaking it down into those day-to-day tasks of what are those yeah. small little actionables that I'm taking in order to create the end goal result that I want, whether it's the end of the day or the end of the week, the end of the month, right? And
yeah.
and so again, coming back to, am I making this huge New Year's goal, like this big, huge New Year's goal, or am I really trying to more so focus on what I can do
yeah.
you know, in a actionable day-to-day step, like what is really realistic? And something that really helps me too, well, something new that I think we started as well that I want to talk about is just the every Sunday night taking time. And especially this is, we're entrepreneurs, so we set our own schedule. And if you're scatterbrained like me, that schedule can look all over the place on yeah. a day-to-day basis.
And if you're in need of structure like
yes.
me and you don't have a calendar, then you might just find yourself laying around wasting time like I feel like I do, which again, it's great to have free time, but when I'm more structured and I say, okay, I'm working during this block, I'm, you know, have a little time for movement or lunch or rest or taking a sauna during this block, so helpful. And really this task-oriented portion that we're adding into the T, I think is great, especially when, you know, you're getting into this goal creation habit, you've been doing it for a little while. And like we do, especially for business, we create yearly goals, or we write out an entire year of what we want to achieve in our calendar. But you need to break that down, because there's like this level of these macro goals or these overarching yearly goals. But in order to hit that yearly goal, create the 6-month goal, create the 1 month goal, create the 1 week goal. And then, and so how do you start to distill that down to the tasks that I get to do today to then achieve that goal a year down the road?
Right.
Because again, you can let 6 months go by and say, oh, I've still got 6 months before I have to achieve that.
Exactly.
And then three more months go by, oh, I've still got 3 months until I have to achieve that.
Yeah.
Before you know it, it's a month away and you're never going to be able to run a marathon by that time in a month of training. So, you know, distilling it down to the daily tasks can be of utmost importance.
And that's what we do. We start with our year, like what are our main goals that we want to hit this year? Mm-hmm. And then we break it down into each quarter. Okay, what do our quarterly goals look like for the year? And then we break it down into this book and we go, okay, what are our monthly goals going to look like every single month? And then we break it down to the week. Okay, let's sit down every Sunday. Let's go over what our week looks like. What does the structure of our week look like? And then that's where I break it down to the day. And then before I go to bed, and this is before I go to bed, so that I'm not up stressing about all the things that I didn't get to do or I need to do, I just write it into my calendar. So if I have my blocks of certain times that I'm getting work done, what am I doing this block? What am I doing this block? What am I doing this block? So that I already like getting it out, you know, the day before, so that I also am prepared as to what is my main focus. And again, those blocks, like, you know that life is going to happen and things are going to come up and you got to make calls or you got to, you know, whatever happens. So I always stick to 2 to 3 main things for the day that I know I have to get done.
Yeah.
And if I get more done, cool. But 2 to 3 things for that day.
And that goes right into the realistic or the achievable portions of the SMART goals. Mm-hmm. And so I think that these, mainly what we're saying, like, is this the only way to create goals?
No.
Not at all. No, there's millions of ways you can go about creating your own goals, but we kind of have this SMART goal squared now where it's got to be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. And then the SMART that we added on for the second part is sustainable, meaningful, accountability, realistic, and
task-oriented.
So how can you keep those 10 things in mind when you are creating your goals for the year? And now let's go through what we do. So we've kind of told you what the premise is.
And if I just like kind of, I mean, I don't know how to show this.
We can take different B-roll.
But if I just kind of like go through, like there are months where goals are just not even...
There are months where things aren't written down. Which
Woo.
Doesn't necessarily mean we didn't do them.
Oh, yeah. Because sometimes we did put it in notes in our phone.
Like sometimes we'll go to Minnesota for a month and forget our book and we'll write them down in our phone.
That's true. So we've written down quite a bit, actually, which is really good. We're filming this in October. So we have our October goals here. But if we look to the month before, what we also do is we go through and we make little check marks or X's on times when we achieve something or don't achieve something.
Yeah. And again, that's kind of that recheck to holding yourself accountable to like, hey, did I do this? Why may I not have been able to, you know, keep myself accountable to this goal, and having a little time to reflect. And so just as a reminder, what the two of us do together is we do 3 relationship goals. Mm-hmm. That's something to feel like we can be growing together in our connection, or working out or doing exercise together, going on walks together, taking
creating
time.
Date nights.
Yeah, date nights, daily gratitudes, things like that. And then each of us will have 3 personal goals and 3 professional goals.
Yeah.
And then the intentional word of the month.
Yep. And let's give an example. So like one of my favorite goals this last month has been every morning we do gratitudes together.
That's probably been one of my favorites as well.
And it's something that's so easy, so achievable. We say good morning to each other. What are you grateful for?
Yeah.
And it already starts the day in gratitude and something that's just
which there's so much research behind doing gratitude immediately in the morning and the power that that has physiologically on our mind, of releasing different endorphins, showing gratitude. It's just, it can be so powerful, especially in different like anxiety or depressive disorders, like finding ways to have that gratitude immediately in the morning. And it helps prevent us, because we often wake up at different times of the day, it prevents us from, if I've gotten up and realized there's something going on with our app or finances or whatever it may be, it prevents me from going right to Jen and saying like, this is going on and we need to fix it now, and like thrusting stress into her day right when she's getting out of bed, and vice versa. If something,
I'm probably better at thrusting stress at you, I will admit.
I mean, you said it, not me. We're not going to argue about it.
Yeah, I've usually like check Slack by the time I see him and I'm like, did you know that this was happening?
Or something from the previous night, which often if you find out the previous night, then I'll get woken up.
Yeah.
We need to fix this. But yeah, that also has been by far one of my favorites. That could easily be a professional goal too. Like, I'm just going to wake up and show gratitude towards our team for all the work that they do.
But an example of like a personal one that I've done, I'm usually good about my workouts, usually good about my mobility, y'all know, but my, you know, getting up and moving throughout the day, honestly, kind of lacks. Like, yes, I will set my time for mobility, my time for workouts, my time for this, but that doesn't, you know, if the rest of the day is sedentary, that's not great. So setting goals to walk a certain amount of time a week is really been like one of my major goals. That
and I
I've
like
been
one of those.
On.
And Kai loves that because then she gets out for a walk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, really, our message in this episode, more so, we want to surround you with any sort of advice or support on how to come into the new year and create goals that are going to like lead you to more success and lead you to set yourself up for success, to continue growing in whatever areas you find important, meaningful, or purposeful in your life.
Hopefully make it, you know, sustain a little bit longer than just this new year. Thanks so much for tuning in. Now, if you haven't gotten into the full body mobility plan yet, make sure that you click the link below. You get a free week to really try it out. Make sure this is something that you want. But if mobility has been something you know you want to come into the new year and start implementing more into your life, it is 10 to 15 minutes a day. So why not start here? It is going to be small, specific, measurable, and it's going to keep track of your progress as you go day by day. So click the link below. We'll have it linked up and come join and move with community, find accountability in the full body mobility plan.